Blog Talk Radio.
You know, we like to say it wasn't by accident that we're here today.
that was by God intended will and God intended purpose for us to be here today. So thank God for all of you. Amen. Give us a scripture, sister.
Psalms 145:17.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is righteous in his ways and holy in all his works.
Yes.
The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him.
Yes.
To all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserveth all of them that love him. The only wicked will be destroyed. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all the flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Amen.
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 So thank God for the reading of the word.
Amen.
Sister, amen. Amen. You want to do a prayer for us, Sister Paige?
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, you woke us up this morning, Lord, in our right minds, Lord, our minds to serve you, our minds to praise you, to lift you up, to give you glory, to give you honor. We thank you again for this day, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, you provided for us today, food on our table, clothes on our bodies, calls to drive and home to heaven. We thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you for your joy that you have given us this day, Lord Jesus. Although we just thank you for being in the midst this morning, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We just want to put in your name. Don't you and your love in this morning. We're still gathering today, Lord. And thank you for being in the midst this morning. That everyone there online this morning and everyone on Facebook Live, we just thank you and praise you, give you glory, give you honor, and know the name, but your name, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen for that prayer. Amen. That open up the door and everything to give God glory. Amen. You got a little song? We're going to sing out a little songs. Amen. Praise God. Let's all come and sing out a little songs today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This is the Gap Band here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing our song anyway. We came to give praise to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
In the army,
All my bloodstained soldiers
in the army of the Lord.
All my bloodstained soldiers
in the army.
All my blood-stained soldiers
in the army of the Lord.
I'm a tough-talking soldier
in the army. Amen. 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 Y'all just give God a hand clap out there. Amen. Praise God. To let us know that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord today. Amen. Is there any testimony or praise report? We're going to give you an opportunity to say something. The Bible does say, I think in Revelation 12:11, we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. If you got a testimony, there's something you want to overcome. You want to overcome, you need to give a testimony of it, that you are that overcomer. You need to say it beforehand or before it come to pass. We speak it, amen. Declare. That's what faith does. It declares beforehand. And it comes to pass. Amen. If there's somebody online, amen, got a testimony. If you got a testimony on Facebook, you know, write it online. Let me know something God did for you. Amen. Thank God for Sister Dorothy that was online. She got healed of her COVID. Amen. Overcame it. Amen. It didn't look good at first. But guess what? God brought her out. Amen. So thank God. Amen. Is there somebody? Somebody got a testimony? Anything they'd like to say this morning?
Blessed be the Lord. In the name of the
Amen.
Lord. We thank God. Give God praise, head of my life, God for me. God has passed phase, general. We just thank God on today. Thank God for all being with me with all this stuff that I'm going through. Thank God for still believing the report of the Lord. So I just thank God that I'll, you know, make a smooth recovery. Everything will be everything. I believe God for everything. And confidence, faith has not wavered because I've been through this before. What he did before, he'll do it again. So I thank God for all that he's done, and thank God for my children, my sons, each and every one of them, and my grandsons, my granddaughters. I just thank God for them calling, check on their pawpaw. So I just thank God in all things. Bless the word today.
Amen.
Pray my faith in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. Praise God for his blessing. Amen. Thank God for Brother Ken on the line this morning. Amen. We see you all the way from Lincoln, Nebraska. Amen. Thank you for being on the line today. Amen. Brother Kent today. Amen. That he's tuned in. Amen. Amen. Sister Bentley up in Kentucky, I wave a hand to you this morning. Say God bless you. The Bentley family this morning that's tuned in, and amen. So thank y'all for tuning in this morning, amen. So bless God. Well, amen. Father God, I've just got to talk. I guess we're going to bring a word today. We're going to just kind of try to talk a little bit today. We're going to try to slow it down a little bit, amen. We're just going to talk, amen. Amen. Praise God. So, Father God, we thank you today, Lord, for the blessing of the word and the blessing of the people, Lord. I thank you today for opening up our eyes of our understanding, Lord, that it might be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of our calling and the riches of the full assurance that we have in you. And, Lord, we give you praise today, Lord, for this opportunity. Amen. To bring your word forth today. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. After talking this weekend, you know how sometimes you get around and you're talking to different people and you're hearing different things. And you know, when you talk to different people, you kind of hear how people think sometimes. Amen. And when you hear how people think, and then you realize that the way that they're thinking is not the word of God. It's not the way of God anymore. You know. And so, therefore, you have to bring word to bring some truth to some clarity. To change the way we think, because I think the biggest problem that we're having, even in our nation, even in our world, or even among ourselves, is the way we think. It's a problem in our thinking, amen. Amen. And this is what we want to address this morning, to try to change some of the ways we think, or change some of the ideals that was given to us, or somebody gave them to us and sought us to think in this way. And it's part of all the problems that we're having in the day, in our world today, is because the way we are thinking, amen. To see, is this the way God wants us to think, or are we thinking just the way we want to think it? God bless you this morning, brother. Good to see you. And so that's what I want to address this morning. I'd like for you to turn to, I'm going to call it 2 John, verse 4. I'm going to start at verse 4 because, you know, John wanted to write something here because he wants to change the way we think. Mm-hmm. Not only just think in the world, but what we think about one another and the way we think about things. And then once we realize the way Christ wants us to think about it, then we'll change.
Amen.
Amen. Read on. Start reading, Sister Paige. Read loud for us here. Amen. 2 John chapter, and only one chapter, but verse 4.
I rejoice greatly that I found about children walking in truth,
mm-hmm.
and we have received a commandment from the Father.
Uh-huh.
Now I beseech thee, ladies, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another.
Now this is the new commandment we come, that we love one another. That's the new commandment, amen, that we love one another even as Christ loved us, amen. We love one another, amen. Read on.
And this is love, that we walk out of his commandment.
Mm-hmm.
This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye shall walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
Deceivers enter into the world.
Uh-huh.
We confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
2 John, verse 7 now. 2 John.
This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
He's an antichrist. He's antichrist. We got too much antichrist going on in the world today. Amen. We got antichrist among us. We got antichrist among our brethren. We got antichrist in our nation. We even got antichrist in the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Antichrist. Now, you're going to see this after a while, what we talk about antichrist, that we are doing things is antichrist. Mm-hmm. It's not like Christ in a way. Read on.
Verse 8, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward.
We don't want to lose those things that we work for, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want a reward, amen. Don't lose those things that we work for, amen. And not only we work for the thing that Jesus worked for in order to bring us to a place of I want to call it, to bring us to a place of oneness.
Amen.
See, anytime there's no oneness, that's antichrist.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read on.
Whosoever transgresses and abide not in the doctrine of Christ have not God.
So we're going to find out today there's a lot of people who saying that they are of God, but they're really not of God. There's a lot of teaching that's going on that says it's of God, but it's not of God. There's a lot of things we've been doing that we claim that we are Christians. It's not of God.
Amen.
It's not Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to get back to the place to be Christ-like. Amen?
Amen.
It's just things that we do, things that we say, the way we act about against one another. It's anti-Christ. It's not Christ-like.
Amen.
We've been doing it for a long time, and we've been holding our hand up. Oh, I'm like Jesus. I'm like Christ. I'm like Christ. But the spirit that you have in you is not like Christ.
Amen.
Read on.
He that abided in the doctrine of Christ,
He has both the Father and the Son abided in the doctrine of Christ, amen. As what? Both the Father and the Son. Amen. I'd like to stop there, amen. But I just want to give for a talk today the doctrine of Christ. I'd just like to talk about the doctrine of Christ, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And reading here from St. John, Lord, bless us with a word today, Lord, to give us a better understanding, Lord, that we might come together in unity, amen. When we talk about the doctrine of Christ, he said, if someone comes to your house and don't bring the doctrine of Christ, don't even let them come in your house. Don't even receive them in your house. If they bring you a, you know, if they bring you a doctrine of Muhammad, you know that's not the doctrine of Christ, amen. And you give them that's not the doctrine of Christ. They didn't bring Christ's doctrine in there. If they brought Joseph Smith into your house, Joseph Smith is not the doctrine of Christ, amen. And they got Joseph Smith on the throne. They got Muhammad on the throne and don't have Jesus on the throne. You shouldn't even receive them in your house because that's not the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
Hmm? Oh, God. When we come with a doctrine of division, amen, you know, we got the white church, we got the black church, we got the Mexican church, we got that. And then the doctrine of Christ was not so that we could be separated, but the doctrine of Christ is so that we could be included among one another. We could all be one again.
Amen.
We got the Pentecostal, United Pentecostal Church, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We are all white church, you know, all black church. But that's not the doctrine of Christ. We were all supposed to be brothers and sisters among one another. Remember that in St. John 3:16, Jesus said, I came to bring a doctrine that includes everybody.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It didn't leave nobody out. There's no Gentile. There's no Jew. There's no Greek. There's no white man anymore. There's no black man anymore. There's no red man anymore. Jesus, I came to save everybody, and I gave my life so that everybody can be saved. And then if somebody comes to you, don't bring this doctrine, then that doctrine is not of Christ. Church been built on doctrine of division. I understand that when we are not when maybe we have a language barrier, you know. I understand when we have a language barrier that we don't quite understand each other. We know that was what caused division in the beginning, amen. It was when they had a language barrier. But when you go back to the book of Genesis, right before when they built the Tower of Babel, remember they was all one people. There was no different race. They was all one people, amen.
Mm-hmm.
There was no different. There was no black guy. There was no white guy. There was no red guy, amen. But they was all one in God. They was one people. But here we are. We have the doctrine of Christ, and then we have division in the midst of it over a race. And when there's only one race, and that's the human race, are we all not one Father?
Amen.
And we wonder, why is it that we're divided? We wonder, why are we warring against one another? Why is it that we are fighting against one another? It's because we're not teaching the doctrine of Christ. We're not teaching St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That means that everybody can be saved. There's no difference anymore.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And see, this is why even some of the laws of Moses had to be changed.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. See, living under the law, you know, it was that I'm exalted and you are nobody. I'm somebody and you are nobody. Amen. And he had to come change some of the laws of Moses because the laws of Moses, that is why you can say the laws of Moses was not the laws of Christ. Why is it that? That's why Jesus said, it's no more eye for an eye, two for a two. Love your enemies. Used to be kill your enemies, destroy your enemies. Amen. So, see, the doctrine of Christ is that we love one another. We don't destroy one another.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't destroy one another anymore. See, our problem is that we got the red bandana against the blue bandanas, and we're all against one another. And that must be that they don't know who they are, amen, and don't realize that we are brethren, amen, that we all have one Father, that's God. He created all mankind so that we can be one.
Amen.
Amen. That people are coming, they'll have the doctrine of Christ. You know what I mean? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They're bringing, they say they're Jehovah's Witnesses, but are you really Jehovah's Witness? Amen. They're not bringing the doctrine of Christ. You see, you got to put Christ on the throne. Anybody bring you any message that don't put Christ on the throne is not the doctrine of God.
Amen.
It's a false doctrine. Amen.
True.
Amen. And we got to get away from false doctrines and things that we've been teaching even ourselves, because even we've been teaching, you know, the black man and the white man. But that's not the doctrine of Christ, amen. God is not dealing with race. He's dealing with the people.
Mm-hmm.
But here, John wanted to let us know, if they don't bring the doctrine of Christ, don't receive them.
Yes.
Huh? And here, you know, we look at it and you hear, I was talking to some people, and they were talking about, well, God only came to save the Hebrew Israelites. That's not the doctrine of Christ anymore, amen.
Amen.
Because where they missed it at, they missed the truth of the word of God, that God only had one people.
Mm-hmm.
That the promise was made not just to Israel, but the promise was made to the Gentiles also. And so here you come in preaching division between Gentiles and Jews, and there's no difference between Gentiles and Jews. Go to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. See, we got to get some of this stuff out of here, because this person was telling me, well, you know, ain't nobody going to be saved but the Israel. And I said, well, it was only 144,000. I only saw 144,000 Israelites. Revelation chapter 7, I believe, somewhere around verse 4 or 6, it talks about the 144,000. Then we go down to verse 9, it says that I look and saw a number that no man can number. But if you're going to teach division, amen, that's not the doctrine of Christ. Let's look at the promise when it was made to Abraham. You see, the promise was made to Abraham, amen, while he still was a heathen. let me call him a Gentile, amen. Judaism had not even yet come in when the promise was made.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham is coming in off a part after the flood, amen. After the flood has been, they're all coming in after the flood, amen. After the tribes have been scattered, but yet they was one people. The only thing that separated them was their language. Because God took it where they couldn't understand one another. When they tried to build the Tower of Babel, God said, because they are one people, they will accomplish all that they set out to do. I've got to come down and do something about it. So he came down and he separated the language, but they still was one people.
Amen.
See, that's the doctrine of Christ. We are all one people, amen. Hey, there's no difference, amen. And here, after this, he calls a man named Abraham. He's down in the land of Haran, amen. Praise God. And being that he's in the land of Haran, amen, God called him out from amongst the rest of them, amen.
Amen.
Because he had a little faith in God. But God called him out. But when he called him out, you have to notice, he came from the Chaldeans. That means he came from a what do they call it, modern day Iran, not Iran, but what's the other one? Where they just went over there, we went over there and beat him up and shot for where Hussein was, huh? Not Afghanistan. What's the other one name?
Iraq.
A modern day, you know, he might be the art of modern day. Abraham came from Iraq. If you call it the land of the Chaldeans, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And because Abraham came from Iraq, that means he was a heathen. Mm-hmm. That means he was a sun god worshiper, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so when God made the promise to Abraham that he was going to bless him, you see, the promise was made before the circumcision came.
Right.
and Genesis chapter 12, notice what it says. Genesis chapter 12. Just read on. Yeah.
Now the Lord has said unto Abram,
uh-huh,
get thee out of thy country
and from thy kindred.
Get up around your folks, amen, because I'm going to take you somewhere else. I'm separating you. I want to separate you from your folks because your folks is a heathen, amen. They're some God worshipers, amen. They worship the sun. I mean, you got to separate. See, God wants to bring us out from among a certain teaching, a certain religion, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's because that would keep you separated from God.
Mm-hmm.
When you're worshiping idols and things will keep you separate from God. But he wants us to be one in Christ. This is why the new teaching had to come, because he's bringing them out from where he was. He was down in a place that they didn't really know who God really was, amen. But God wanted to bring them out because we don't.
And from thy father's house
unto
a land that I will show thee.
I want you to go where I tell you to do. You see, that's one thing we're having right now. We don't go where God tells us to go. We don't do what God tells us to do, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hey, we don't love one another like God told us to love one another.
Amen.
We don't accept one another like God told us to accept one another. And therefore, we're not following the doctrine of Christ because we're not doing what he told us.
Amen.
When he said the greatest scripture was love, right? Amen. We love one another as we love ourselves, so we can't teach division and then say we have a doctrine of Christ. Huh?
Amen.
You can't teach division. You can't teach you stay on your side and I stay on my side. And this is a white church and this is a black church and this is a red church and this is the Indian church. You can't teach that and still be in the doctrine of Christ and say that you're following Christ because he didn't teach that.
Amen.
This is why even when Jesus came, he said, well, you know, even as Abraham, you know, our father is Abraham. He said, yeah, I know your father is Abraham, but if you were the children of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. Abraham believed God, amen, and did what God told him to do, amen. And so if we're going to be following the doctrine of Christ, we've got to do what God told us to do, is to love one another,
amen,
and not be divided.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Sunday morning is the most divided time in the earth, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're all divided. And we're not divided because of the doctrine of Christ. Sometimes we're divided because of color. Sometimes we're divided because somebody don't like Jesus. Somebody don't even want Jesus, amen. Somebody believed that Muhammad was the great one. Somebody believed that Confucius was the great one. We if you're divided like that, that's all right. But you got to realize, if the division is there, it's not because of Christ.
Amen.
If we're warred against one another, it's not because we're warred because of Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If we're fighting, that the reason we got everything going on in our nation together, amen, because we don't follow God's laws.
Amen.
God's law is the same. See, God has the same law for everybody. There's not a different law for you, because even when Israel was leading, he said, the same law goes for the stranger as well as for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're saying that you're following the doctrine of Christ and you're using a different law for me and a different law for you, that's not the doctrine of Christ, amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. If you try to tell me I can't come in your church or I can't minister in your church because of my skin color, amen, you're not following the doctrine of Christ, amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. If you want to go around bragging about you are all white church and you don't want no black folks in there, how can you say that you're preaching the doctrine of Christ and you don't want black people in your church? Pentecostalism, United Pentecost, let me talk about you. United Pentecostal Church, yeah, you wear your stiff-neck hair and your little skirt, amen, and the little balls on your head, and you don't want black people in your church, and nobody can be on your minister board, nobody can black that can preach in your church. How can you say you're preaching Christ?
Amen. Amen.
And we are no different. We can say that we're the black church and we don't allow white people and Mexican people and whatever other nation there might be nationality in the church. If we can stand up and say that's who we are, that's not the doctrine of Christ. Because your church don't belong to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What you're teaching is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here was Abraham. Let me get back to Abraham here. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Verse 2.
Read on, Sister Paige.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
I will make of thee a great nation.
Uh-huh.
And I will bless thee
and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
How many families are going to be blessed of the earth?
All families.
See, it said this is the way all families are going to come in. So that was no division that this family, that this kind of people couldn't come in and that kind of people couldn't come in. And God made this promise to Abraham. But, you know, at the time, his name wasn't even Abraham. His name was Abram.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? He was a heathen. So God made the promise to the heathen also. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
So that we all can come in together. Amen. But where there's no difference between the Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free, but we all could partake in Christ. If anybody is teaching division in the church, that's not the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
He made the promise to Abraham. But when he made the promise to Abraham, we can see here in chapter 12, he made the promise to Abraham, amen, that all nations will be blessed through the promise. Now, one thing you got to realize, there's a difference between the promise and the covenant coming in place. See, the promise was unto what? The promise was unto Abraham and his what? Seed, amen. So that means, Lord Jesus, definitely. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All the way from Kentucky down here. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Slipped in on me. Niece, amen. You slipped in on me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so the promise was to Abraham. This was the promise made to Abraham. And God has to keep his promise regardless of how many laws come in. Hallelujah. And so, therefore, this is why the Gentile is in by promise.
Amen.
This is how we're not Gentile. I believe we're the Hebrew people, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't give us no more privilege than it does the Gentile people because, amen, amen. The promise came also to the heathen as well as to the Jews, amen. And you can see in chapter 12 here, you can see that he made the promise to Abraham. But if you go to chapter 17, verse 10, you would find that where Abraham got circumcised. The covenant didn't come in until chapter 17.
Mm-hmm.
God made the promise to Abraham when he was 75, but the covenant didn't take place till he was 99. So that means all the time that he walked as a Gentile, amen. Praise God. He walked as a heathen. And because he walked as a heathen, amen, then the promise was to the heathens, amen. And because the promise made to the heathen couldn't be disannulled or taken away because the law came in.
Yeah.
And so you got people teaching, well, you know, nobody else going to be saved but us, you know. We Hebrew people, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham wasn't even a Hebrew when the promise was made to him. He didn't become a Hebrew until the circumcision came in. Kevin, I'm talking about the doctrine of Christ now, amen.
Amen.
Because when you're teaching division, that's not the doctrine of Christ, amen.
Amen.
Because God wanted us to be one people, amen. To come under one shepherd, amen. Under one kingdom, amen. And to serve God in the unity of the Spirit, amen. And one of his prayers in St. John 17, Father, I pray that they be one, even as we are one. So if we're going to be one, we can't be divided. We got to say the same thing. We ought to be saying the same thing, amen. We ought to be loving each other the same, amen. I can't tell you can't marry a white boy. A white boy can't marry you. I can't tell you can't marry a Hispanic because then that wouldn't be the doctrine of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the doctrine of man. Maybe that would be doctrine of Moses.
Right.
See, the reason Jesus had to come and change some of the doctrine of Moses because that wasn't his doctrine, amen. That was a doctrine of division, amen. Praise God. If you divided from me, I'm divided from you. That's why the law can't stand because the law can never fulfill because love would never have been fulfilled through the law because there would have been division.
Amen.
Are y'all with me today? Are you listening? Are you listening to what I'm saying today? It's a little different today, amen. But we go on to the book. Let's go to the Romans chapter 3. Yeah, Romans chapter 3. Then we go to Galatians chapter 3. And amen. Because we want to talk about how people are teaching, but they're not teaching the doctrine of Christ. They're teaching one above the other one, amen. Ain't nobody going to be saved. Ain't nobody going to be saved but us and all that, amen. Romans chapter 3. Let's see what Paul was talking about when he was trying to let us know that the doctrine had to change, amen. Hallelujah. Let me see. What scripture do I want to start at? Amen. Romans. It's different today, y'all. It's a little different, amen. Because a lot of false teaching is out there, and we got to combat that. Amen. Because they're trying to pull you over into something, a prideful flesh. Trying to pull you over to that you might be exalted by your flesh and saying that your flesh means something. The flesh profited nothing, Jesus say, amen. And just because you are a son of, you might be a son of Abraham, amen, or a child of Abraham through the seed, amen. But you have to remember this, it didn't come through the flesh, it came through the promise. Let me see what Paul says here, amen. Hallelujah. Let's get down to verse 29. So 3 and 29. Let's get down to verse 29. I'm going to skip over a little bit, but I just want to show you the doctrine of Christ today, amen. That we all, how we all say, we all saved by grace, amen. It's the gift of God. There's nothing you can do to earn your salvation, amen. That your salvation was the gift that came from Jesus Christ, and this is why we always have to put Jesus Christ on the throne and him crucified. We have to preach that he is the one that died for me and did what's necessary to bring me through God. I didn't come because of my flesh, but I came because of the promise of Jesus Christ, because Jesus was a seed of promise. And because Jesus was the seed of promise, when Abraham, when the promise was made, the promise, Jesus was that promise. You see, that's what you got to get. See, when the promise was made to Abraham, Jesus was that promise. Hallelujah. Jesus was the promise. He was the promised seed to Abraham. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, because of that promise that was made to Abraham, we all came into Christ because of that promise.
Amen.
Notice what it said. Read 29, Sister Paige.
Is he the God of the Jews only?
Is he just the God of the Jews only? You see what I'm trying to you see how they want to just say I'm going to call them the Hebrewites, Hebrewism. They want to say that the promise just was made to the Jews only. See, that lets you know. Don't let them in your house because they ain't teaching the doctrine of Christ. They're teaching the doctrine of the law.
Amen.
They're teaching Moses' doctrine, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And even Moses in Deuteronomy 18 and 18, I believe, Moses said, somebody coming after me, him shall you hear in all things, amen. Moses pointed to the Christ that was coming. And that's why they said, if you had believed Moses, then you would believe me.
Yeah.
But because you didn't believe Moses, that means you're not going to believe me.
Amen.
And Moses said, him shall you hear in all things. But notice what that, is he the God of the
Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles?
Is he not of the Gentiles? Now, you're going to go around and preaching that only the Jews going to be saved. Now, is that a false doctrine or not?
Amen.
They drawing you over here and put you over here and build you up in your flesh because you're the seed of Abraham. You need to be the seed of Christ.
Yeah.
Can you see the false teaching going on out there in the world today? Huh? They saying that they all of this. And cuss, oh, Jesus. I don't need them ice. God say you're going to destroy them Edomites. They be going to destroy you too if you accept Jesus. You're going to hell too.
Amen.
What did Jesus say? If you don't believe that I'm he, you're going to die in your sins also.
Amen.
Is he just the God of the Jews or the read on?
Yes, of the Gentiles also.
Yes, I mean, how are you going to preach division? You can't preach Jesus Christ and preach division.
Amen.
Read on.
Then it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith,
uh-huh,
and uncircumcision through faith.
See, is when God going to justify you through faith and by faith, amen?
Mm-hmm.
See, Abraham wasn't in circumcision when God called him. When God made the covenant with him, amen, he made a covenant of circumcision, amen. And being that he made the covenant of circumcision, then he became a Hebrew. You see, the promise is unto all of us when we first come to Christ, we are all uncircumcised, amen. But when the covenant comes, which is the covenant of the Holy Ghost, the covenant of the Spirit, it's the Spirit that circumcised you that makes you a Jew also. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
This is what the true Jew is, because if the circumcision came in that makes you who you are, the promise gives you an opportunity, but the circumcision is what makes you who you are. That's when you come under covenant. Come on, somebody. Are you with me today?
Amen.
That's when you come under covenant, people. We are under covenant, what, through the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. If you don't have, I'm going to put it like this. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you haven't yet got into the covenant of God yet. This is why Jesus said you must be born of water and spirit in order to come unto the covenant of God, because the promise was made through the Spirit. I believe that according to Ezekiel 36 and 26 somewhere there, it was the promise of the Spirit that made us who we are. Amen. That's when we come under covenant. So the promise is unto how many people?
All
mankind. The promise is unto all mankind. But you come under covenant when you receive the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because Abraham was circumcised with the foreskin that made him the circumcision in the flesh. Amen. But God doesn't circumcise us with the circumcision of the flesh. God circumcises us with the circumcision of the heart. So he goes in and do an inside job on your heart, and he puts the Holy Ghost in you to do an inside job to clean you up, to lead you, and to guide you into the truth, all of his truth, so that you can work. We can all work with God together in spirit and in truth. Are y'all with me today? Amen. I'm trying to say, are we really preaching the doctrine of Christ? Is this Christ's doctrine? Is this what Jesus preached? Amen. Are the things we're preaching in our church today, is that what Jesus preached? Amen.
Amen.
So we've been saying a lot of things, and then we find a way to excuse ourselves from not saying it or doing it. And I don't know what we use the excuses to use for not doing it, but you can't use Jesus and then not obey.
Amen.
See, God don't have respect to person. Amen. See, what we've done, we've had respect to person in the church. Amen. I respect you more. You know what we want to say? I'm in the Holy Spirit. There's only one Holy Ghost. But I want to make my Holy Ghost above your Holy Ghost. I want the woman Holy Ghost to be below my Holy Ghost. She might not can be, hold the position, but her Holy Ghost is the same.
Amen.
She got the same power you got. If I'm preaching the doctrine of Christ, amen. You see, a lot of us are preaching things, but it's not the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ, he only gave one spirit. The spirit works many different ways. Hallelujah. You got many different operations. Amen. The body works in many different places, many different ways, has many different operations. Amen. My toe is just as necessary as my big thumb. Amen. If my toe don't do what it's supposed to do, then something ain't going to walk right. If my finger don't do what it's supposed to do, something is not going to act right. So God put his spirit and put all the different gifts in the body severely as he will, but it's no difference. It's only one Holy Ghost. If I'm preaching a difference, there's a different Holy Ghost for you and a different Holy Ghost for me, amen. That's not the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Are you with me today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
When we get rid of that, when we get rid of that black stuff and that white stuff and red stuff, when we get rid of that stuff, how much peace are we going to have in our nation? And all the wars and things going on is because somebody is not preaching the doctrine of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If the white church was preaching the doctrine of Christ, they would help their brother. When you see your brother down and you have the ability to lift your brother up or to do something or to change his circumstance and you don't do that, how say you are following the doctrine of Christ?
Amen.
Are you with me today? I don't know where this come from. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about the doctrine of Christ. Well, we got to get it together ourselves. Amen. Get rid of our prejudice.
Yes.
You can't be prejudiced and then say you follow in Christ.
Amen.
Respect a person. You can't be a respect a person and then say you follow the doctrine of Christ. You know, James goes down. If somebody comes in with suit on and you put him on the front row, if someone comes in with nasty clothes, you put him on the back row. Amen. That's not the doctrine of Christ in the church. I'm going to make you feel bad because you don't have nothing. And I got something, amen.
Amen.
And then I'm going to tell you, well, sit back there because, you know, he ain't clean, you know what I mean? That's not the doctrine of Christ. So can't you see all the hypocrisy we got going on in our church? Now, I ain't talking about the other folks' church.
Amen.
They're not preaching the doctrine of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Saying you less than? We've got to change what we've been doing. When God says repent, that's what exactly what you said. Repent, amen.
Amen.
Change your mind. Change the way you think about things. Stop putting belittling your brother or belittling your sister or think you more than who you are, amen. Or you think you somebody because you wear a suit or you wear this or you got a Rolex watch on. God don't care nothing about no $2 watch, amen. God got his own time, man. You don't need no watch to tell it. Are you with me today? Amen?
Amen.
We got to get rid of our mentality that we have.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. And realize that we all kings and priests before God. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Come on. We got to get the mind that we all kings and
yes.
priests before God. Amen.
Yes.
And that we all supposed to have something. Amen.
Yes.
And we all supposed to be blessed. Amen.
Yes.
We're supposed to be blessed in the city. We're supposed to be blessed in the field.
Yes.
Our storehouse is supposed
yes.
to be blessed. My pocket is supposed to be blessed. My children is supposed to be blessed. Because what? Not only am I blessed by God, but I'm also blessed by the covenant of faithful Abraham.
Amen.
He delivered us from the, Galatians chapter 3 said, he delivered us from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham could come on us through faith. Hallelujah. Come on, say, I'm a child of Abraham. Amen. Praise God. Not only am I a child of Abraham in the flesh, but I'm also a child of Abraham in the spirit.
Amen.
Come on. I say I got a double whammy. I got a double portion. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on. Say, I got a double portion of the blessed. Amen. I am somebody. Amen. Because God made me somebody. Amen. I am what I am and who I am by what? The grace of God. It's not what I got. It's not what I own. It's not what I go. It's what I've been made by the grace of God. See, that's the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Come on, somebody, amen. And stop letting the devil tell you it's a different, amen. I'm somebody. Why? Because God, who God made me, not who I made myself, amen. And I'm blessed. And I shouldn't be walking in the curse. When I say sin shouldn't have me down no more because I'm blessed. Come on. You got to realize that when God is blessed, you can't nobody stop your blessing. Come on, amen. I don't need you to get mad and fight nobody because they're trying to stop your blessing. They're talking about you, trying to put you down. There's no reason you getting upset over stuff like that. Come on, you have to learn how to say, I am who I am by what? The grace of God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, I believe that's where that is. I am that I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop High. I mean, Bishop. For coming in, I know you got to go. Is it time? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I left on 31. Read on. Let's get back to this thing. Yes, we talk about the doctrine of Christ.
You didn't make God belong to faith.
No.
We
established this law. Let me go down and right here. Verse 9, 4:9, because we want to get back to the circumcision thing to show that Abraham was circumcised and the covenant came through circumcision. But even though the covenant, the promise had been made 430 years before the law came. And because the promise of God had been made 430 years before the law came, the law couldn't take away the promise that was made to Abraham way back in 430 years later, amen? And so therefore the Gentile had a right to come into the kingdom of God because the promise was made to them 430 years before the law ever appeared. And so you can't cut them out and say and preach division to say there's a difference between the Jew and the Gentile now. The promise was made to the Gentile. All of us were Gentiles in the beginning. But you only made a Jew when you get circumcised. Let's read that. But verse 9.
Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision?
Only. Does it just come up on the circumcised people only? See, when you get into the law of Christ, you're going to realize, does it come upon you, the fleshly circumcision only? What else does it say?
Upon the uncircumcision also.
Uh-huh.
We say that
it comes on the uncircumcision also. Those were the Gentile people. That was Abraham before he got circumcised. Can you see how we misplace the doctrine of Christ and start teaching other things?
Amen.
Separation. Jesus didn't teach separation. He taught oneness.
That's right.
Jesus brought us all in together. When Jesus came, he talked to the Samaritan woman. He said, you know, it ain't going to be like it used to be, honey, because I'm changing things, amen. Even the Samaritan people now can worship God in spirit and in truth. So God wants us to worship him in spirit, amen. Not in the flesh, amen, but we worship God in spirit and in truth. We worship him according to the word and not according because of our flesh, amen, the way our flesh does. Read on, Sister Paige. I got to get through.
But we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness.
Faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. Amen. Come on.
How was it being reckoned?
How was it being reckoned?
He was in circumcision.
Well, did the promise come to him when he was in circumcision?
In uncircumcision.
It came while he was in uncircumcision. And do you get what I'm trying to say, what he said over there? Amen. That the promise was made when he was in uncircumcision. That means he still was a Gentile.
Amen.
He wasn't saved. Let's put it like that. He wasn't saved at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He was just called at that time. Many are called, but everybody ain't chosen. Amen. Hallelujah. He was called at that time. Amen. But the contract hadn't been signed. Aren't you glad that your contract been signed?
Amen.
When you got the Holy Ghost, your contract was signed. Come on, amen. Not only was you called, not only was the promise made to you, but the deal was signed, amen. It is written in ink, amen. And when it's written in ink, if it's signed, it can't be changed. It can't be voided no more, amen. Aren't you glad that your salvation has been written in the blood of Jesus, amen, that it can't be changed? It's been signed, sealed, and delivered to you?
Yes.
Read on, Sister Paige.
Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision.
So the promise came with him in uncircumcision. So that means that all people can come in. There's no difference anymore, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus tore down the wall of division that was between us, amen. He tore that wall down, amen. Amen. He was the veil, amen, that separated, amen, us, amen. And so the veil was rent, the veil was torn so that we all could come to God, amen, by faith.
Amen.
You can't tell me that I can't be saved. Well, you know, here's more false teaching. Well, if you don't keep the Sabbath day, you can't be saved.
Yes.
That wall was thrown down, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
See, when people come telling you, you got to keep days and months and years and celebrate all that, that's not the doctrine of Christ.
Right.
It's all right if you want to keep the day. It's all right if you want to keep the Sabbath. Amen. Nothing wrong with it. Amen. But if I got to tell you the doctrine of Christ doesn't tell me I have to keep the new moons and the Sabbath and stuff to be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, I'm talking about the doctrine of Christ now. Amen. When we go to I talk about the circumcision, but I'm talking about Isaiah chapter 1, right quick. Isaiah chapter 1. I'm not going to have time. I might not come back. But I want to show you, talking about the doctrines of Christ, where people come tell you, you got to keep the Sabbath days, you got to keep the new moon, you got to keep the feast days. And somebody asked me the other day, well, are you going to the Feast of Tabernacles? I'm already tabernacle. God's already tabernacle with me. Come on, amen. He's tabernacle with me through the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise God. The Passover, I don't need to keep the Passover day because Christ is my Passover.
Amen.
See, that's the doctrine of Christ, not the doctrine of men.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me today? This is a little different. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7 or 8, Sister Paige, let's see. Go ahead. Let me see. You'll see it.
Your country is desolate.
No, let me see. Amen. Verse 11. Verse 11, Isaiah chapter 1 and 11. Let me get to the doctrine of Christ here, because I want to show you, if somebody comes to you teaching about you got to keep the moon, new moon, and the Sabbath days, and you got to do this and all that that went under the law, I want to show you that's not the doctrine of Christ. So you can know the difference. You can know when you're somebody's trying to dupe you.
Mm-hmm.
7-day Adventist and all that stuff. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it, but don't tell me I can't be saved if I don't keep it. Verse 11, Sister Paige, read.
To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, said the Lord?
So, see, now, what purpose is the multitude? I'm tired of smelling them bulls. I'm tired of smelling your goats and sheep. I'm tired of you doing it. Because what you do, you see how we, you know, everybody's willing to sacrifice everything but they like.
Mm-hmm.
That they won't work on Saturday, you sacrifice that. But won't give your life to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Hmm? But we'll stop eating pork.
Mm-hmm.
Like that don't help.
Amen.
But we become vegetarians. Like that don't help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking about salvation now. I'm not trying to say something might not help your health or something like that. But look at all the stuff we'll sacrifice, but we won't give our life to Jesus.
Amen.
Read on, Sister Paige. Let me get through here.
I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and of the fat of fed beasts.
He said, I'm full of them cows that you've been burning all this time. Israel, you know, Israel. I'm talking about Israel now. The one who rejected Jesus, amen. And the one who's trying to say they it now, and they were the one that killed Jesus.
Amen.
It was the Jews that killed Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And now they raised their hand up and trying to say, because they are Israel and all that, and y'all were the one that killed Jesus in the first place.
Right. Amen.
And now if you want to express that you are all this before him and not come through Jesus Christ, if y'all listen to that stuff, don't listen to that stuff. That's false. That's doctrine of demons. Read on, Sister Paige.
And I delight not in blood of the bullets, nor lambs of the goats.
I don't delight in the blood of all them cows y'all killing and he goats. I don't delight in that anymore. Now, this is in the Old Testament. I didn't read this out the New Testament. This is in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And when somebody said, well, that was Paul did that. You know, that's why I don't like Paul, because, you know, Paul changed all this. No, all of it was changed before Paul ever got here.
Yeah.
It was changed in the Old Testament. God didn't wait till the New Testament to change things. He changed it in the Old Testament. Let them know, I'm not satisfied with y'all. Read on.
When he comes to appear before me,
mm-hmm.
who had required this at your hand?
It was so bad that God said, I didn't even tell y'all to approach me. You don't even have no righteousness or anything to approach me with. Your righteousness is just like filthy rag, Israel. Don't bring that before me. Don't bring that stuff before me. I'm tired of y'all even coming. God had got so disgusted with them because you just killing a cow, but you wasn't changing. A lot of times, you know, we'll sacrifice something, but our life never changed.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go to church, but you still go to the party, too. You go to club, too, you know. I mean, you sacrifice that Sunday, you know, you sacrifice Sunday morning. And most people don't even want to give a couple hours on Sunday morning. They don't even want to sacrifice that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But you won't change your life. You won't stop stealing. You won't stop clubbing. You won't stop none of that stuff. But you'll sacrifice an hour you come on Sunday morning and claim to be somebody that you're not anybody. But you'll do that, but you don't change your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're still doing what you used to do, amen.
Yeah.
Huh? You sacrifice on Sunday, but you still party on Friday and Saturday. You ain't changed your life. That's not the doctrine of Christ, amen. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid that you continue doing those things and then still claiming the promises of God and still doing the things that you used to do. No change in your life. Know all the scriptures, but won't keep none. Can quote all of them, know where all of them at too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't live out in none of them. Can't walk in none of them, amen.
Amen.
Huh? You're always falling down before them. Not the doctrine of Christ, amen. Are you with me? Read on, Sister Faye. Let's get to these days here because people think you be saying something. Read on.
13. Bring no more vain offering incense and an abomination to me.
Incense, you know how you folk burn them incense before God, you know. That's where you burn incense to demons, amen. That's not God. Don't say that that's not the doctrine of Christ to be burning incense. The only incense you need to be praying, you need to be prayer. The prayers are the incense of the saints, not the burning of that smoke right there, amen. But we don't need to burn no incense no more. You need to burn some prayers, amen, and lay it up before God. Those are the incense that God wants to smell. Not that little stuff you buy at the stores, amen. You know, you go around to some people. I went in a hotel. One of my hotel owners, you know, went in there and they got this altar built right out there. And they got incense and little statues up there. And they be burning stuff and they be kneeling down and praying before that thing. And I'm saying, oh, Jesus, what sense does that make? Amen. Amen. Burning incense. That they want to be a sweet smell. Come on. I want you to live right to be a sweet smell in the sight of God. Your life will be a sweet smelling incense before God when you change your life and God see that some change to come and you're following the doctrine of Christ. That's the incense God wants to smell.
Yes.
Read on, sister. We're going to get through.
The new moon and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies.
Yeah, you're keeping the new moon. You see, you're trying to keep them days, you know, the new moon and the calling of assemblies. And what else?
Sabbath.
Yeah, you're keeping the Sabbath. You know, what good does it do to keep the Sabbath day and don't keep the Sabbath month?
Sabbath.
Well, what does it do to keep the Sabbath day and don't keep the Sabbath year?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to keep one day. God said, I wait, that's not the doctrine of Christ. That's still the doctrine of Moses. That's not the doctrine of Christ, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, don't do that no more. It ain't doing you no good to be doing that. Amen. Read on, Sister Faith.
I cannot wait with
it. I can't even stand that no more. God said, I can't even stand it no more for you doing those kind of things. And yet you try to do them to please God. The way you please God, you believe on Jesus the way you please God. Jesus said you should believe on him whom God has sent. And that's fulfill your righteousness right there, amen. You believe on the one that God sent to fulfill your righteousness, that he was the Messiah, amen. And that's the doctrine of Christ. I can't be preaching all this stuff here and telling everybody they got to keep the new moons and the Sabbath and all that. He said that stuff troubles me. Do away with that stuff. If you're going to do it just because you want to do it, but don't realize that's not giving you anything. That's not adding anything to you, amen. If you keep the Feast of Tabernacles, you keep the Passover and all that. Yeah, let Christ be your Passover, but if you want to do it, you can do it. But don't tell me I can't be saved because I don't keep those things. I'm talking about the doctrine of Christ. If you have accepted Jesus is your Passover, amen. Hallelujah. And on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost for the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost will be your Pentecost, amen. That's your feast right there. That's why you should celebrate in the Holy Ghost. That's why we should pray in the Holy Ghost and celebrate the Holy Spirit that God has given, because that is your Pentecost.
Amen.
And so are we following the doctrine of Christ? Are we living like we're supposed to live? Or are we just still doing what we used to do and then want to have Jesus for the second man? You know how you, y'all had that extra. my side, I got Jesus for my sidekick. I still want the devil, but I want Jesus for the sidekick. And when the devil give me hell, I want Jesus to come clean it up for me, amen. You know how.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way Christians are, amen. Some of us, that's the way we are, amen. We're not following the doctrine of Christ. Jesus intended for us to lead a holy life. That means separated from the world, separated from sin. And you can't be telling me I can do anything that I want to do and still be preaching the doctrine of Christ. I can't do that. I can't tell you you can go out and party all night and come to church on Sunday morning, and just because you went to church, you all right, and you still going to make it in. That's not the doctrine of Christ. If anybody, if your preacher or anybody in whatever church you're in telling you that you can have a party on Friday and Saturday night, come to church on Sunday morning and get up in the choir and sing, amen, and say you're giving praise to God, that's not the doctrine of Christ. It's got to be a changed life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen. Life got to be changed.
Yeah, Pastor. Amen.
Ideas got to be changed.
Yes.
We can't continue on in sin and then expect grace to get us in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I lay down my Holy Ghost and pick it back up tomorrow. Or I'm going to sin and I'm just going to repent tomorrow. How do you know you're going to get a chance to repent tomorrow? Well, how do you know you ain't going to die where you are? And the day you laid it down might be the day you died.
Mm-hmm.
Are we playing Russian roulette? Are we going to play Russian roulette with our soul?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would never play that, you know, but I saw them on TV, you know. You don't know where the bullet stopped at. Click.
Mm-hmm.
The day you laid your Holy Ghost down might be the day the bullet got in the chamber.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, the doctrine of Christ was you stay always ready, amen. You live like he's coming in a few minutes, but you plan like he ain't coming for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Come on, amen.
Amen.
And see, you're playing ahead just in case. I want to be ready just in case he come, and I also want to be ready just in case he don't. I'd be like a friend of mine, well, a worker of mine that worked with me. The doctor gave him 6 months to live. He said, Paige, that doctor gave me 6 months to live. I said, what you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to go have a good time. So he went out and bought him a brand new big old. He bought a great big old house in Oklahoma there. Big old house. Bought him a brand new pickup truck. Got him a brand new car. Set all that stuff out in the yard. I mean, he was living it up. Charging everything he could because he knew he was going to die in 6 months. And then when the 6 months came, he didn't die. He said, pay that lying doctor. He said, that lying doctor told me that I was going to die in 6 months, and here it is a year later, and I'm still here. He lived 12 more years.
Amen.
After that, 12 more years. But you see what he did. He started acting like he was going to die in 6 months. And went out and got all that stuff And he lost most of it, didn't have to pay for the rest of it, amen, because, you see, his plan wasn't right. You see, he listened to what the doctor said and not realize that Jesus has the day, know the day and the hour and the time that you're going to die. The doctor really didn't know, so the doctor lied to him, and he started acting like he was going to die tomorrow. He started buying up everything and charging everything, and then he ended up having to pay for it. He wasn't intended to live that kind of life. But he thought his life was going to be cut short. And so he went out there and did those kind of things. See, a lot of us think we're going to live a long time, and then we go out and do things we shouldn't do because we think we got time. Well, I'm still young. But young folk dying too. They dying quicker than the old folks. Now the old people around taking care of the young kids, that the young people children, the grandmoms, taking care of the young kids children because they died early, amen? You shouldn't die without Jesus. If you don't know Jesus today, you need Jesus today. That 144,000, amen, that's of the tribe of Israel, but the number, that no man number, that's the number we're going to be in also, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, we're going to be in that number, amen. Right. Hallelujah. And if you're going to be in that number, you got to follow the doctrine of Christ to be in that number. Mm-hmm. Wanted to say the first thing that Jesus said, well, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin. Most times we want to get in church, but we don't want to repent. But let me shake the pastor's hand. Come on, pastor. Hey, come on up here, honey. Let me shake your hand so you can be saved. Repent. Shaking my hand ain't going to get you nothing but hell. I'm just trying to be real, right?
Amen.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Amen. I'll receive you, you know, when I shake your hand and everything, but you got to repent. You got to have a mind change. You want to change your mind. Amen. And unless we start changing our mind about the doctrine of Christ, there's going to be a lot of more people go to hell because they're not doing what Christ told them to do. Preaching separation, big eyes and little U's and all that stuff. That ain't the doctrine of Christ. Amen. And you must receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus, St. John 3:5 said you must be born of water and spirit. Water and spirit. You got some doctrine going out there even saying that you don't have to have the water anymore. If you hear somebody say that, close your ears to what they say. You know, a baby, even when a baby is born into the world, there's some water come first. The natural thing would describe the things that are spiritual. If a baby come in, be born into the world, he comes through water, then what makes you think you don't have to go to water to be born again because you're becoming another baby? Come on, somebody, amen. Is there somebody need some prayer today, amen? Need want to be saved? You know, if you die today, you miss God, you miss Christ. If you die today, you miss hell. Is there somebody today? Anybody? Let us pray. Let's bow our head and pray. Don't forget about, amen, today. Thank God for the word. Don't forget about, if you want to give an offering, you can give it at sendittocalechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. You can send it cash out, amen, or PayPal. calchurch@gmail.com. And if you give something, give according to your heart. I'm not going to tell you you're going to get a $100 blessing or $200 blessing or a $300 blessing. I don't have no $300 lines over here, but I put a $1,000 line over here if y'all want to come get a $1,000 blessing, amen. That if somebody doing that stuff, that ain't the doctrine of Christ. Have you ever been to a church and they say, well, the $50 over here and the $20 over here and the $100 over here. Have y'all been to church like that? That ain't the doctrine of Christ. Your $20 ain't going to amount to no more than this $100 blessing. You better look to God for your blessing, amen. I mean, give according to how God lays on your heart to give, but don't give because somebody is telling you, well, you're going to get a $100 blessing. What's a $100 blessing different from a $20 blessing? The poor man, amen, cried unto the Lord, and God heard him. Anybody? Well, Father God, we thank you for the people of God. Anybody need some prayer today, amen? But y'all pray for me, amen? Amen. I'm trying to get into focus on the word. Father God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the people. We thank you for blessing the people today. And we give glory and honor for blessing this word and your people in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. God bless you, amen. Thank God, amen, for Sister Bethany, amen. Would you give a testimony for us, Sister Bethany, and tell us how you're slipping in on us?
Oh, just nothing happened. Just nothing
in chaos. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for Sister Bethany slipping in on us today. Amen. It's good to see you. Regina, did y'all know about it? Oh, you knew about it, huh? All right, then. Praise God. Y'all don't tell y'all daddy that no more. Y'all think he crazy or something. Amen. It's a surprise. Amen. Surprise, surprise. Anybody else got a testimony? Amen. A praise. Go ahead, Brother Tommy. Amen.
That's what I need. I have to be aware.
Amen.
I already missed two
items. Amen. Thank God, Brother Thomas. Brother, do you have anything to say today?
I would thank God for being here. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the preaching. Everybody being here, I just pray y'all. Pray that you can see my strength and
God. Amen. Amen. Thank y'all. Amen. Brother Christian, you got anything to say back there, son? Huh? You want to thank God for something today? Kaleel? You want to thank God for something today? Amen. Praise God. Amen. It just thank God for being here. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Sister Kenya? Huh?
Thank God for everybody.
Thank God for everybody. Amen. Amen. All right. The other page, ladies.
Thank God for being amongst the living. Anyone else that I know to be amongst the living, be in my right mind, good health, with a job.
Amen.
He is living. Gracie is living healthy.
Amen.
Parents living and healthy.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Well, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I can't say your name right, so you better stand up. Thank God for everything. Praise God. Well, she just answered to whatever I call her. Amen. She already know her. She excuses me for that. Amen. So praise God. Anything, Sister Paige?
The other one is thank God for life, health, and strength. I'm thinking for my husband, my children, all of my grandchildren, all of my great-grandchildren. All the thanks to God in the house, online, and Facebook Live. I want to thank God for our niece being in the midst today. Thank God my children in the midst today. I just want to thank God, you know, I thought I was talking last night for the virus. We were saying, you know, people wear masks, get the shot, and they still get the virus. So, only God can help you, prevent you from getting the virus. But you better believe on Jesus Christ. He is your vaccination. He is your man. He is your Lord and Savior. So I just want to thank God for knowing that. Now, I know we have to run a mess sometimes in some places, but don't rely on that stuff because it's not helping you really. So anyway, I just want to thank God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Is that somebody else? Amen. On the line. Got anybody online? Before we go.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Amen. I want to say that was a wonderful word on today. Amen. Hey, just a wonderful word. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for Elder Prevost. Amen. Praise God. He's recording today. Amen. Anyone else? Before we go today, I want to thank all of y'all for listening in. I want you to know I appreciate you. Everybody that showed up today, I appreciate y'all coming in today.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Y'all made my life, and maybe my niece was causing some of you came, but amen anyway. Amen. So I thank God. I thank God for sitting there. Amen. Anybody else before we go? All right, we're going to be dismissed. Amen. Let us stand, be dismissed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget about we'll be on, we're on every Wednesday night, 786-7473. Pastor Prevost, they're on each night, 2929. If it's 774 or 843, whatever the number is, but you have to always realize that the last is the access code that'll get you in 2929.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And don't forget about Minister Ray on Monday through Friday, 830 is 1201106 pound. And then I'm on Monday through Fridays, amen, 319-2020 pound at 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Y'all can join in with us Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. You can get on at 319-2020 pound, and it's still the 774 conference line, amen?
Amen.
Is there any more announcements?
Father of the Earth.
Father of the Earth.
Okay, what now?
Salt of the Earth.
Salt of the Earth. Same number as ours on 5 o'clock on Friday is same access code 786-7473. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She'll be on at 5 o'clock, the Salt of the Earth. Amen. If I miss anybody else. Amen. All right then. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I always read 5 and 21. Now I like this one, amen. Hallelujah. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Now to him that is able to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God be glory. As we dismiss from this place, but never from God's presence, may glory, honor, and praise be in Jesus' name. Just let everybody say.
Amen.
Let everybody say.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. God bless you.
Let him hear me. That's the life. Die and he saved me. That's the death. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah, get free me. Free me forever. But one day, he's coming back. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, he saved me. Why did he take my sin for?
Look at somebody and say, that's going to be a glorious day. Going to be a glorious day. Yeah. Glorious day. What time, yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Oh. Turn to somebody and say, I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. Oh. Ah, oh. Yes. No, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight. Founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes. The conference will automatically end in 30 seconds. Conference ending. Goodbye.